Look, never drink and drive. That really should be the moral of this story coming up here on 99.7 DJX. It is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without drinking and driving, then trying to prove to the police that it's just a, quote, condition that you can't pronounce, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, the condition is drunk.
Yeah, he's 44-year-old Chris, pulled over in Florida.
Oh, Chris.
Obviously driving recklessly. Cops pulled him over, thankfully, before he killed anyone.
That's good.
Officers checked him out, asked him to keep his eye on his finger as he moved it from side to side. Chris was like, well, that's where I've always had a problem with my EFD.
EFD?
Which is executive function disorder. That's what he was trying to say.
Oh, executive function.
Just follow the tip of my finger with your eyes and your eyes only. Don't move your head.
I see the finger.
Okay, well, follow it. You got to track my finger.
Yeah, this is where the wagon wheels kind of fell off.
Starts to go downhill.
Yeah.
That's where I've always had a problem. With my EFD.
What is your EFD?
Hyper deficit.
One of those. We do believe you're impaired.
Yeah, I think everybody.
You can tell by
everybody
the speaking. Yep. And the slurring of the words.
Yeah, obviously now he is in trouble. He did admit to having a couple drinks earlier.
But that was to help the condition.
Sure. So, we get that there could be a condition where it is hard for you to follow certain things.
Well, then you probably shouldn't be driving either.
Function disorder. But that wasn't the case here. So, yes, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without drinking and driving, then trying to prove to the police that it's just a, quote, condition that you can't pronounce, then you're doing okay. Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.